Welcome to the Honestly Carly podcast, the truth about staying strong, sane, and seen in midlife. This is the podcast where fitness, hormone health, and real life collide, hosted by me, Carly Corrigal, midlife PT and former lawyer. I'm here with honest conversations about what it actually takes to feel incredible over 40, because yep, that's still possible. Hello team, welcome to this week's episode of the Honestly Carly podcast. The irony that I am recording this podcast, which is essentially about tech, on a day that I have had tech nightmares from hell, is not lost on me. Does anyone else just find it the most frustrating thing in the world? Sorry, I'm just going to segue a little bit here because I hope I'm going to get you all going, oh my God, me too. I did not grow up in an era of computers, obviously, as a midlife woman. We had I think it was called the IT suite at my school, my secondary school, where there was a room of big boxy, I think they were maybe Acorn computers, remember those? With that screen, that black screen with the green type. It was not the way it is today. So we have had to learn this. Hats off to us. We have had to learn new skills in later life for all of this. But let's have a chat about AI. So, of course, we all know it's taken over the world. I say that with irony. The computers will be the only ones listening to this podcast in the future, and they'll be like, yep, talk about a prophecy. But I do occasionally get people come to me, and they mention to me in passing. It's usually one of those kind of school gates, or rather sidelines of the school football pitches conversations, and they're like, oh, do you know what? I've got a PT, and it's my ChatGPT or my Claude or whatever they're using. And they're like, yeah, you know, it does my programs for me. So I thought, nah, no way, can't replace me. I'm going to have a go, right? and see whether it comes up with something that's really stupid that I can then put on my podcast and go, oh my God, ChatGPT is really stupid when it comes to writing programs. So what I thought I'd do, I had this brilliant idea. I thought I'd open a private browser window. I'd pretend to be a fairly typical midlife woman and ask ChatGPT to write me a training program. My bias in this at the outset, despite the fact I call myself a lover of science, I did have a bias. I thought, oh my God, it's going to be terrible. And that was slightly inconvenient for the purposes of this episode because it really wasn't. And I actually found myself thinking, it's not bad. It's quite sensible. So today I want to talk to you about whether AI really can replace someone like me, your personal trainer, your health coach, right? Because I think really what I've ended up with is an answer which is probably a much better episode. I mean, you'll be the judge of that, right? Not me marking my own work. But it's much more interesting than a yes or a no. So let's jump in, friends. So let me tell you, this was the prompt I put in, and I was pretending to be someone fairly typical that might come to work with me. So I wrote, I'm going to read this verbatim. I'm a woman in my mid-40s and I love running and do the odd Pilates class. I probably exercise 4 or 5 times a week and walk every day. So far, so boring. The last couple of years, I've noticed some perimenopause symptoms creeping in and I struggle with low energy and niggles. And I've put in brackets here, sporadic knee and foot pain. I know I need to do strength training again. That's what you all tell me. I need to do it, but I don't at the moment. Could you please write a training program for me? Look, I even put please in my ChatGPT prompts. Does anyone else do that? That I can follow. I don't have any real targets in mind other than I'd like to lose about 10 pounds roughly in weight. Right. Okay, that was what I put in. So this was the nature of my experiment from the outset. I didn't want to put in any trick questions, no leading questions. I'm just a fairly normal woman. So, right, let's have a look. What did AI get right? So it came back. I mean, it's a great long, it's really gone to town on this. It's quite detailed. What did it get right? It came back and it was very validating. It was like, absolutely, given what you've described, I wouldn't build a program around running more. I'm like, yes, that's good. You're already active. The biggest return on your time is likely to come from adding strength training while keeping enough running to maintain your fitness and enjoyment. So far, so good. So, I mean, the basic premise of it, it got right. I'm just going to click in to what it actually said here. So I think it's very important to say this first. It recommended strength training, which is a big tick. And I suppose I did say, I know I need to do it. So maybe I did lead it a little bit. It also suggested progressive overload in there as well. So progressive overload is this principle where we have to increase the difficulty regularly. So it's kind of what I talk about all the time when I talk about pushing yourself, trying harder to make sure that we give ourselves that strong training nudge. So it did actually recommend that, which I was like, okay, good. So far, we are ticking those boxes. It also recommended some pretty sensible dumbbell weights, which are not like out of the question in terms of what I would recommend. So yeah, that's all good, right? Then it sort of went into some details about what kind of exercises you would look at. And actually, again, it's not massively unbalanced here. It's recommended goblet squats, a Romanian deadlift, then some bench presses or press-ups for the chest, a row, perfect. Split squats, that's some single leg work, and some planks. So, I mean, I'm not disliking this. This is pretty good. So it gave me this nice strength program. And then on the running front, it suggested an easy run and it suggested a longer run. I mean, sure, I didn't actually tell it how far I was running, so that's maybe a little presumptuous. And it also recommended just making sure that you keep no more than three runs a week, one easy, one longer, and one a little faster, which I don't actually dislike that. So in terms of how I would look at this, if I was seeing a client, yeah, probably that's about right. What did it not do? It didn't tell me anything about HIIT or high intensity training. Okay, now as we know, that is my biggie. But equally, it could have gone really rogue and told me that I needed to train really hard every single day of the week. So actually, that is another tick for me. So I really came away thinking, if somebody followed this advice, they probably do absolutely fine. And if that's true, why would anybody ever pay someone like me? And I think that is the question, because a lot of people looking at this would go, okay, well, this sounds sensible. I've run it past this woman who I know, this Carly woman on the touchline of my son's rugby. She thinks it sounds okay. So why would I ever need to change that? Well, I mean, firstly, it only knows what you tell it. So I've given it a very vanilla prompt in this sense, okay? But what if the woman who is writing this actually is thinking to herself, you know, I haven't slept through the night in 6 months, or every run is leaving me exhausted, or I'm terrified of the gym, I don't know where to start, or maybe that she's only got 25 minutes, she doesn't have the longer run time they've suggested. I mean, that gym session they've suggested, I reckon you could bash that out in about half an hour, but they've suggested 45 minutes. And suddenly that very much changes the program. And I would say first, that's the first thing, right? Good coaching starts with the question after the question, which is really, really important, because actually when you're coaching, you're often thinking about the underlying layers of what your clients are telling you. And AI will only ever know what you're telling it. And I know some of you will confide your deepest, darkest secrets in there. But would you know the questions to offer it? Would you know what's relevant? I mean, I send people a PARQ form. Okay, so this is like your medical questionnaire that you get when you join most classes, but I put it on mine. And then sometimes something will crop up a few weeks later. It could be something that I would consider something I'd really like to see front and center. Like, oh, actually, I've got an old shoulder injury, or I've got a prolapse, or I don't know, I had an ankle break a couple of years ago. And that's the sort of thing I would really like people to tell me up front, because that can definitely affect how they're training. And sometimes it just doesn't occur to people because they're like, oh yeah, that old thing, the thing that I'm living with, you know, the fact that, yeah, it does hurt when I run or whatever. And ChatGPT will not know to tell you that, okay? It's I would be asking all these things. I'd be saying like, what's going on? When? Which side? When does it hurt? Is it going upstairs? Is it running downhill? Is it in the morning? Is it in the evening? You know, all of these questions. And suddenly that becomes a very different conversation. So I think that's the first thing to note, right? Good coaching kind of starts where? With the quality of information that's provided. And obviously I can't control what information people give me, but I do put in those prompts so people can talk to me about this kind of stuff. The second thing I would say is that it can't spot patterns, all right? So patterns in behavior are really really important when you're coaching, because you see things cropping up again and again. That's not to me to say that I put people in boxes, absolutely not. But something that I see is this mid-zone intensity. And this is a common theme amongst all midlife women who've been active for a really long time. You kind of get this cadence lock on your running pace. You can only ever run at one pace because it's your happy pace, but it's probably a little bit too quick, right? Or you've been going to the same classes and you just kind of aren't breaking out of that same weight that you're lifting, or you're in time with the teacher. That's another classic one. I hear this so much actually from people. They're like, oh, I kind of fall into step with her. That's what we're designed to do, right? So often what I'm pushing my clients to do is to see that they're sitting in the middle. That's just one example of a pattern that I've seen, I've spotted across all the women that I work with. So I'm live to that. But AI wouldn't have spotted that, okay? But I have, because I'm watching, listening, noticing all of this with the women that I'm speaking to. And I think that's another place working with an experienced coach is going to know. They're going to know. There's no kind of hiding from them. I'm live to it. So I'm constantly prompting you. Likewise, there's certain form things when I'm teaching Train with Carly classes that I see all the time. I used to do a lot of in-person teaching. So I've got these things locked in my brain and I'm like thinking, I bet she's arching her back here. I bet she's not planting her feet evenly. So I'm live to saying that, and you're not going to get that. And that goes without saying, right? They're writing you a program, they're not actually coaching you through it, which is really, really important as well. And actually, no questionnaire in the world is going to pick that up, right? It's only when you've got somebody who's paying attention who watches it. So yeah, AI will answer questions for you, but if you've got a good coach, they're going to have noticed a pattern. They're going to preempt the problem. In fact, I've got a really good client who has been with me for years, and she says, you know the thing before I think the thing. You know what's going to happen. You're like one step ahead. And I think that's often how decent coaches work. Okay. So I think the next thing that I would say is that when you have an AI plan written for you, it assumes perfection, okay? So, I mean, this is a classic, and this is something that I work on a lot inside the Reboot with my clients, actually, about how we go about building a baseline and building like a perfect world training program, and then a training program that maybe has a little bit more kind of give in it, because that's really important. But that program that I mentioned, it happily scheduled in 3 runs, 2 strength sessions, Pilates, walking, lovely, except you're a human being. Life happens, family happens, work happens, lack of sleep happens. I mean, hormones, they're definitely happening. Okay, so when you're working with a coach, it's going to factor all those different things in and writing that program around your life. And it's got to be flexible. I think it's very hard to know when you're getting a generic plan, what's got to give? What do you prioritize in that? Like if you get a really hectic week with work and a few deadlines, or you're going on holiday, do you drop one of the runs? Do you drop a Pilates session? What are you doing? I was going to say as well, just to add that it doesn't know when to push you and when to scale you back. And I think this is where, when we're working with AI, we need to use our discretion, because this is probably, I think maybe actually the biggest point. So some women will come to me and they're convinced that they need to do more. Some are convinced that they need to do less, but they're not really sure how to do it. Some are like, oh, I don't know if I can lift heavier or not. Some just think like, oh, if I just keep doing this because this has always worked, I'm gonna get to where I need to get to. And in that situation, my job isn't just to write them a program. My job is to challenge all of those misconceptions. And I suppose that links back to what I was saying before, really, about the fact that I notice patterns and I see things, and intuitively you pick up on stuff that AI just won't. AI cannot do that for you. So it can't challenge what you already think. So it's very validating. It always repeats back to you. So if you were to put in something like, well, running leaves me tired at the moment, it's going to say to you, yes, you may find that running leaves you tired at the moment. And that is a normal part of midlife. And it's not going to be able to link that nuance or drill down into it. It's just not advanced enough and not human, quite honestly, to pick up on the nuance. Okay. So then I'd got this program. I was like, this is pretty good. Okay. This is pretty good. And something happened in my ego where I thought, wonder if it recommends any programs. Oh, cringe. I've got to put it in here. So I put in, are there any classes which do this? Maybe tailored to women, women of midlife that I could do online? And dear listener, it only bloody recommended mine. I promise you, I didn't tell it to do that. I did nearly fall off my chair, right? But yeah, it came up there. I was right underneath Caroline Circuits, actually, which I'm a little bit miffed about, but you can't have anything. So what it said was, train with Carly, brackets, CLC Fitness. This is aimed specifically at women in midlife and offers live and on-demand 30-minute sessions. Carly's approach is evidence-informed, why thank you, and designed around the realities of perimenopause rather than trying to replicate workouts aimed at women in their 20s. So I was like, yes, get in there. I'm here. So this was brilliant. But I really do think that it's interesting, isn't it? That it's obviously harvesting all this information all the time and getting better, because I do put a lot of blogs out there. I put obviously the content through this podcast. My website is all up to date in terms of the latest evidence base, and that's exactly how I work through my classes, etc., etc. So I think it's really key to remember that even when I am masquerading as the bland punter with my private browsing window, it's obviously still pulling stuff from websites like mine, which is again all about the quality of information that it is receiving, which is quite interesting. So yeah, I think in summary, it's actually not bad. Although having said that, I turned it on its head and I thought to myself, if I was my husband writing this in, it would have recommended exactly the same thing. It would give probably the same, almost the same answer to, you know, everyone listening, another runner, another, you know, a man. It's very, they might change a few details, but it's basically the same principles. And I should say this, and I probably don't say this enough, but actually, evidence-based advice is actually quite universal. I know I talk about us needing a different approach in our 40s, but that is the nuance that I'm talking about, all right? That is, you know, when I was saying about the pattern spotting and the fact that I've worked with so many women now, I can challenge those beliefs. I can see them coming. I can head them off at the pass. But actually, this kind of universal program would probably work for everybody, because good coaching is good coaching. And there has been a bit of a backlash online lately that I've observed from people who maybe don't have menopause and perimenopause specific programs themselves, saying those of us that are writing them are talking nonsense, that we're just trying to take your money. But I disagree with that, because yes, a really balanced program that includes some high intensity work, some more chilled stuff, plenty of cardio and some good solid strength training is going to benefit absolutely everyone in our population as a whole, right? However, it's all of the greater detail, the fact that it does take us longer to recover, the fact that we really do need to be very specific and intentional with that training nudge, the fact that there are certain injury patterns, or if not injuries, then kind of pain patterns, and our perception of pain is different, that there are certain recurrences, you know, things like plantar fasciitis, for instance. I see so many women with it. And maybe that's not such a concern amongst men of the same age. But because I have this specialism, I'm able to see all of this. So if you see those posts that say, oh, well, we don't, in that case, we don't even need a special program, why are these people selling special programs? I would say, no, if you've got good programming, you've got good programming, but what you're not getting is the nuance and the extra little key that unlocks those doors, okay? Which is really important. And believe me, you know, the women that come to me that have been active their whole lives, they've got decent programs, but they're not working for them anymore. So why is that, if there's no such thing, no need or no such thing as having a midlife specific training program that bears in mind all of these other aspects? So I think in summary, we've maybe got AI a bit wrong. Maybe I had AI a bit wrong. Maybe I didn't give it the credit it needed here. But I don't think it's replacing coaches. What I think it's replacing is a generic Google search, internet search. Other search engines are available, right? So if you've got a question, by all means, ask ChatGPT. Okay, if you want ideas for strength exercises, then absolutely ask it. I think it's brilliant for learning and for knowledge. But as I've said before, knowledge will only take you so far. Okay, and learning is not the same as coaching. Okay, I think that is the key difference for me. And you can easily imagine a scenario where you have two women, they're on exactly the same program that maybe they've got from ChatGPT. One is doing so well on it, making progress, but one is kind of like, no, not for me. And she gives up after 3 weeks. And I would say in that situation, it's how they're implementing it. It's the little coaching cues. It's the fact that it fits around her life. It's the fact that she knows what she's doing is right for her body, right? So in that case, it's the coaching, all of the stuff around it, that is the difference that makes a difference. So in summary, get to the point, Coracle. Can ChatGPT write you a training program? Well, I've got to say yes to that, haven't I? Because it's been proven now, despite the fact this wasn't where I thought this episode was going. Can it write you a pretty decent, passable program? Honestly, yeah. Okay. But can it notice that, for example, you are stuck in the wrong training zone, you were stuck in mid zone? Can it see that you are exhausted before you even notice it? Can it tell when you're capable of more than you think you are? Okay. Can it spot that you maybe, you know, built this whole routine around avoiding the thing that you actually should be doing? No, it can't do any of those things. It's not interrogating you. It's not using its past human experience. It's not picking up on nuance. It's not grilling you and asking you questions. The questions that, frankly, are the ones that need to be asked. So I think that aspect is going to remain a beautifully human skill for quite a while yet. So yeah, that's how I'm going to end it, I think, by saying we're not there yet. I don't think it's replacing me. I mean, frankly, I was never going to say it was going to replace me, was I? but I'd love for you to let me know on this little bit of research here. Have you ever used AI to help with your health or fitness? I genuinely love to know what you asked it and whether you thought the answer was any good. So drop into my Instagram DMs. I'm at Carly Corrigal, and I will put the link in the show notes for that. And tell me, because I really want to know what you think on this. And I think the real value still lies in humans. Us beautifully imperfect, you know, humans. I'm going to leave it there for this week, guys. I'd love to know your thoughts on this one, so do drop me a message. Have a cracking week, and we will chat soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to Honestly Carly. If you love today's chat, then why not share it with a friend? Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're feeling really kind, leave a 5-star review. I'll see you next time for more honest chat and science-backed strategy for feeling strong, confident, and capable in midlife. Have a great week.